Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Tom, he went to the bathroom. No!
We told him it was fine.
Oh, well, literally the last thing I said before I came out on stage is we're all going to go out together.
I didn't hear
anyway,
that.
Anyway, we have a guest. He's in the bathroom because Jonah told him not to come out right now.
He hey, you guys want to fight about it? We'll have a podcast to discuss it.
You piece of shit!
What?
Matt, the other last thing I said was, let's not talk about that on stage.
I love San Francisco.
Would you take those away from him?
What?
I haven't even gotten to a quarter of
them. You
that.
Don't need them.
Hang on.
All right. Please welcome our guest waiting in the wings, our good friend from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Tom Lenk. And you're wearing a Mutant Enemy shirt.
I'm so sorry.
You're wearing a Mutant Enemy shirt. You're wearing I see the Mutant Enemy shirt. Hey, she's wearing the Mutant Enemy shirt. When we finish the podcast, should she just walk by and go, grrr, arg?
That would be awesome.
It really would be awesome.
I'd like to purchase that from you. $5.
Do I should I switch with Tom?
What?
You mean like in an 80s comedy where your brains switch?
What if we both switch with Judge Reinhold and Fred Savage, respectively?
That would be amazing.
You wish upon a urn.
Calling
a
Reinhold.
Goes
I'm
over.
Calling Reinhold.
It's called I'm Calling Reinhold. I can just go over there to Tom.
Yeah, do that.
And then
get the fuck
that way
out of
you
here.
Guys
want to
don't.
Be so close to me. I feel so loved.
I do. We want to be very close to you, Tom Lenk. So let's just sort of quickly get into Tom Lenk and I.
What you don't know is during the podcast at home, Chris walks around the table constantly.
Yeah.
Yep. It adds a bit of movement to just instead of four guys just sitting down.
It's like walking in the room, only not.
Do you wear like headset microphones like a Madonna concert in the early 90s?
Yeah, that's right. Like a Madonna or like a Janet Jackson or like a Tony Robbins or kind of a thing where I come out and...
That's a big jump.
I couldn't think of another head...
Or a McDonald's drive-thru person.
Or like all ESPN coverage of live sporting events. I mean, there's a number of things that happened today.
An operator.
What happened
Chris
today?
And I went to Pop Stars. You guys went to sports. I think there's a bit of a divide here.
Yeah, I didn't go to sports.
You might want to cut the line here.
Yeah. We will. We'll cut the line right there.
I went to fast food. It says a different thing about me.
Same thing.
Tom and I were in a little... musical together called Rock of Ages in the old no, please hold your applause. No, please continue holding your applause. But Tom and I were in this show called Rock of Ages. We didn't think of it, but we came in the beginning and did it in 2005 and 2006 in Los Angeles.
You guys know Tom Cruise?
I met Tom Cruise at the San Diego Comic-Con last year.
Oh, was that Cocktail Fest?
Yep, that's right.
Call him. He's your friend?
Well, we're not that good of friends, but...
He's your friend in the sense that, like, Kelsey Grammer's my friend.
You've met Kelsey Grammer?
One time.
You did? Where did you meet?
Walked behind him at the Grove once.
That's not meeting someone.
No, that's stalking, Matt.
Then I followed his car.
Have you ever stalked anyone famous?
Yeah.
Who?
One time in college, I stalked. Oh my God, I've never told anyone. Okay. I stalked Malcolm. What was that show? Caroline in the City. Do you guys remember
that?
Yeah,
of course. Yeah. Yeah, with Leah
Malcolm
Thompson.
Getz, is that his name?
Wait, was Malcolm Getz the original station manager of Frasier's radio station? I believe he was. Anyway, don't worry about it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, we're not worried.
Don't worry. We won't worry about it.
Yeah, we both made the same. We both went to the same well.
Well, he.
I love you.
They made up.
Yeah, but it's just like when the Police tour. We fucking keep it together for the show.
He's Stuart Copeland.
Oh. I guess I'll be Sting. Away, away, away.
And I'll be the guy no one can name.
Yeah. Andy Summers.
Andy, you stumble over it, though.
Well, no, but that's not what you just said. No one can name him when I did. So if I stumbled for a second, I still did what you said I could.
Because you can say Sting really fast.
Sting.
Yep.
Sting.
Stu Copeland.
Sting. Sting. Sting, 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 Sting. All right, so you...
You get
to go from the silliest thing.
Yeah.
It's like, sting, 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 sting. Listen, about your life.
Sting, 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 sting. I understand you've had a lot of tragedy, Liv. So you stalked Malcolm Getz?
Who? Yes. Okay. yes, I was a student at UCLA, and he was there performing with the Reprise theater group. They do like old musicals, and they remount them. And people were constantly at the time telling me that I look like him and should play his brother on his show. So I would do tacky things at that age. And I just thought it was like really cool to write him a note and say, everyone says I look like you. Because actors love hearing that there's another actor that looks just like them. And then I said, everyone says I should play your brother. Well, if you want to have your brother on the show, maybe you should choose me to play the part. Here is my headshot and resume. And I put it under his dressing room door.
Oh,
God.
And that's when you got added to the cast of Caroline in the City.
Yeah. That's exactly what David Hyde Pierce did.
did you ever...
This is a stretch, man.
People didn't talk about Frasier as much as you when Frasier was on the air, man.
Really miss my calling.
So you never heard from Malcolm Getz?
No, but then I saw him again, and I decided it would be a good idea to go up to him and be like, hey, that one time I put my headshot under your door, and he was doing a performance, and I was not aware of how to be a human person, apparently. And nothing came of it.
At all.
But then I went to a party at his house one time, decades later, and did not remind him because I had become an adult human and decided that just be cool.
As a joke.
What would your reaction have been if he had your letter and headshot framed in his house?
Oh my God. I would have been mortified because you know that's like, oh my God, remember that one time this guy gave me, he's here.
I've been waiting for you. Do you like the candles I set up around your picture?
Because by that time you had already been working a bunch, so you could have gotten away with just like doing it again, I think. But it's like sliding under his bedroom door and being like, "Hey, it's me, Tom Lang.
Hey, third time's a charm. What's up? Let's do this."
Well, let's ask him right now. Malcolm Getz is here. Yay! No, that'd be amazing if he was. It'd be really amazing if he was.
He's invisible.
Oh my God!
Did somebody just go, "Oh, that he wasn't here"? No one's
done
that
ever. You know, I came here hoping to be surprised by the name Malcolm Getz, which I hadn't thought of in a long time, and then I was disappointed that he wasn't here. But we worked together on Rock of Ages in 2005, 2006, and what hadn't happened at that point is I didn't watch the entire Buffy series until 2007 or so, when I watched all seven seasons at once. So like over a period of like a month or so, you know, just every spare minute.
I had to deal with it going over to UPN.
Times are
tough,
man.
What is that?
Thank you.
UPN!
She knows what I'm talking about.
I got confused about the WB going to the CW. This is crazy.
Well, then the shit merged.
So the shit merged.
I was a huge, I mean, instantly was huge, huge, huge fan of Buffy, and it was so great to see you on, you and Adam Bush, who was great on the show as well, and then you popped up on Angel too a few times.
Don't be nervous, Chris. I know you're really, really nervous being sitting really, right next to me.
I have a headshot I want to give you.
You guys actually could be brothers.
I think we could.
Yeah.
I think we could play brothers in this sort of like. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we're both white guys. Like, we're just, like, we're some nondescript white guys.
I'm pretty generic. I kind of can look like anyone's brother.
Not Which is good for an actor, right?
Not That's... mine, buddy. All right, maybe.
No, if it was like...
You're right.
If it was the movie Twins, yeah, he could play your brother.
I don't get it.
I think he just cast you as Danny DeVito.
Hey,
He's one of our finest comedic actors. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm no casting director. That's all on you, Chris.
No, that's what you meant.
Dan Harmon asked me before I came over here to remind everyone. Are you aware that there's a character in Debbie Does Dallas with the last name of Hardwick?
I am aware of that fact, as a matter
He
of
wanted
fact.
To make sure you were aware of that fact.
Not only am I aware of that...
He was the candle... For everyone who doesn't know, he was the candle stick maker. So his name was Hardwick.
Yeah.
Because porn.
There was a lot of logic. There was a lot of logic in that. The other thing that Hardwick is famous for is... There's a really famous case, I believe, in Georgia about a sodomy law. Like, there was a sodomy law in Georgia, and the case was called Bowers versus Hardwick, where I believe the story is that the police had a search warrant to look for drugs or something in someone's place, found this man engaged in sodomy, and were like, well, fuck the drugs. We're going to... This is not cool. And so they arrested him for that.
So is there
and
like a Hardwick law on the books now? Or?
I don't know. And I think he...
Did the cops arrest him for jealousy? What were the charges?
Because there was a sodomy law. Like, you were not allowed to engage in sodomy. And so legally... Hopefully that's abolished, because what's wrong with that?
You know, Georgia always first to abolish things.
Swish.
You're welcome.
No, they would have been. No, he does not ever get points.
Oh!
Who do you think writes half the shit you say before you say points?
Not you. Definitely not you. What? Is it me, or does Matt literally try to take credit for everything?
Oh, what, you didn't hear the album he put out last year? It was a remake of
Sergeant Pepper. It was called Captain Pepper. Because it was better.
Yeah. It was just Beatles versions of Red Hot Chili Peppers songs.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah. What I got to go to give it to your mother.
I only said that because you said you were never going
to
give
I'd
me points.
I'd like to be under a bridge.
That's the White Album. But it works with your Chili Pepper thing. I'm sorry. Magical that's, Mystery that's, Tour. That's God damn it, guys.
They meet up. So, Tom, did you...
I've learned so much just now.
This is how this works.
Sodomy laws. I'm a little aroused. I don't know what's happening. The more you know.
You're more famous than Malcolm Getz. Tom's also in a... You're in a sketch group. Your background was sketch comedy, right? Your background was sketch...
Yeah, you know, everyone needs a wig box. Who doesn't? You guys don't have wig boxes at your house? I sort of retired. I feel like sketch comedy, it's hard to keep doing it. So I've now resorted to taking pictures of my golden retriever wearing all my old wigs from the wig box. Follow me on Instagram. And she started wearing silly glasses lately. So that's exciting.
So you just started making internet.
Yes.
I like that you said she started wearing as though this was a choice on her part.
She really likes
it. I'm sure she loves it. Just like little kids like auditioning for things. She
gets a treat afterwards, so she knows she's very still, and I take pictures. I take several minutes composing the scene, adjusting the wig, brush it, tease it, whatever you got to do for a fashion photo shoot. And then she gets a treat when I'm done.
It sounds like you're trying to make a porn version of Air Bud.
Well, when you say it like that, that is
it would
exciting.
Be called Air Butt.
It
yes.
would be.
Yes.
Hashtag movies that sound like porn. Sorry, guys. I can't get out of work.
Hang on. Please save that.
Oh, sorry. I know. We're going to have to do that every night. So how did you get involved with Joss? Did you just audition for Buffy, or did you know Joss previously?
Yeah, we made sweet, sweet love. And no, we did not. I just auditioned for Angel first. And I went in for a couple times, and then I played a vampire in season 5, unrelated to my other part. And then you can come back if you didn't show your face. So I got to come back, and I replaced somebody who just wasn't available or didn't want to do the part anymore.
Malcolm Getz. I don't know.
Yes! Yes, some guy who looked just like me. I think he was busy being in some sort of like Christian rock band or something.
Oh, and he didn't want to be
Let's cover that.
Yeah. Striper? Was it Striper? Creed?
Creed.
Was it Creed?
I think it was Amy Grant, some sort of like Amy Grant Puddle cover band.
Oh, she's good. She's real good.
Baby.
When she sings to Jesus, I feel like I'm talking to him.
Baby Jesus, some chicken with the notion.
I'm feeling with the feeling of devotion.
Stop for a minute. Baby Jesus, I'm so glad you're my hand. Why do we know that?
Why do we know the words to that?
Because there was a time when there was no internet, and you just had to listen to the radio, yes. And yes. They played the same 10 songs.
No, it's called RDO.
Oh, okay. Like RDO Speedwagon? So we listened to the same songs over and over again, and that song, there was a time for me when music was inescapable. And my girlfriend is, now music is very escape, like the certain kinds of music are escapable because the internet allows us to make these personal bubbles of only things we want to hear. And so she's fascinated that there are so many like hip-hop songs and pop songs that I've never heard before that have just completely escaped me. Are you current on stuff?
No, I was just saying I'm trying to get better on music. I grew up, we didn't have MTV, so I missed a whole part of my childhood.
Welcome to Singled Out! My name is Chris Hardwick! We have the 50 Single Ladies!
Yeah! I'm an idiot!
Here's your co-host, Jenny McCarthy. Don't vaccinate anyone!
I have some scientific studies that don't support anything.
Remember, don't spay or neuter your pets. Wait, what?
Imagine if someone told her then she'd be with Donnie Wahlberg.
Well, that was a weird in-between for the new kids, though.
Yeah.
95,
she
96.
She would have probably not been that happy.
That was NKOTB.
They weren't NKOTB at that point.
Not yet. Right? They were nothing.
Yeah, they had vanished.
Yeah.
They had vanished right there.
You should have been at our symposium last week. Chris and I hosted a New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like I should have been there.
So you were not allowed to have MTV at all?
No, we were forced to like listen to jazz, the jazz station.
Ooh, that jazz! Ooh,
straighten up and fly around every morning. And then, that meant, of course, I was obsessed with sneaking Kiss FM, like pop radio, and I was obsessed with Push It by Salt and Pepper.
Ooh.
Push It. Yes, well done. Points.
Hang on. What? He gets points, I don't get points?
Yeah.
Give him more points. Give him more points. Give him more. I enjoyed that. I don't care.
So what were you? So you listened? You like Salt and Pepper?
Like Salt and Pepper, but then also the first cassette I ever purchased was Cher, Heart of Stone.
Of course,
sure.
Slight indication of where things would go down the line. And
did your dad go, "Honey, I found this red flag in Tom's room"? Where did he get this?
Sir, are you gay? No. What's with the Cher CD? You got me there.
I just love a classic singer from that spans the decade.
Listen, you know? I like
Cher
too.
What album was that?
That was the one with
Turn Back Time.
Turn Back Time, yeah. And Just Like Jesse James.
That was with the fishnets with the butt you could see, yes, in the tattoo, right? And the, yep, sailors.
And that was barely an ass.
The cannon. Yeah. Yeah. And then this other cassette I had purchased immediately after was the Beaches soundtrack.
Oh, God. I used to listen to that soundtrack nonstop. My favorite song.
Honey, I found this other red flag.
Yeah. What was your favorite song on the Beaches soundtrack?
Oh, it was the Industry. It was my favorite one. It was, scared me so much.
Oh, my God. Oh, Industry, whatever will become of me. Yeah. Yes.
I am the one. Like, it's so scary. Weird. And then her face is all scary at the end.
I'm really honestly shocked that you know that. And I feel like I found a new best friend.
Yay!
But
who needs points when you got friendship?
The best song.
Yeah, but maybe what'll happen to Jonah is what happened in Beaches, and then you're going to have to sing Did You Ever Know You're My Hero? Oh. To him.
No, 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 I would sing it.
Oh, what? No, I think Tom survives. Sorry.
Spoiler alert, guys.
We would get to sing Otto Titzling together, because that is...
Otto von Titzling, inventor, and...
I don't know.
Yes, yes.
What the fuck you're talking about?
He's the one that invented the over-shoulder boulder holder.
But alas, there was the Philip T. Brazier, the very worst of the French patentees, and he was watching this thing with great deal of interest. Okay, sorry. Later that night, while Brunhilde slept into the wardrobe, philosophically crept, he fumbled through knickers and corsets galore, and he found Otto's titsling, and he ran out the door.
Oh, wow. Just hearing that song makes me think of Beaches.
Guys, it's a sensible karaoke jam. Like, try it out.
Is that when you go to karaoke?
I have a deep fear of karaoke. I hate it more than anything.
But you can sing really well.
I know, and I get so nervous. I get insane stage fright, and like the voice that comes out is like, like it's just, it's not me singing. But I've decided if I do that song, it's already in my body,
then
and
you're
so
fine.
I just. Go and
that is amazing.
Live.
I mean, you've done theater, like you're a stage actor, and karaoke scares the shit out of you.
I think it's because there's always a terrible sound system, and you can see everyone.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what scares me.
And it is a little bit like a cattle line where it's just everyone's like song after song after song, and people will go and they fucking will do the same song every week.
Yes.
Week in, week out.
Well, like Got a Whole Lot of Love by Led Zeppelin, Chris?
Well, yeah, that's right, Jonah. It just so happens that when you find a song that you can really nail, then...
Don't gotta tell me.
Gotta Be over
you
here.
Gotta Be by Desiree.
Jonah, let's talk about these flags.
They're not red, they're hot pink!
Jonah's like a United Nations over here.
Sure is.
With all them flags.
I have a pamphlet I'd like to share with you.
And that's, I was right, just back there telling you about the best brunch I had,
yeah,
at the Red Door Cafe.
Don't worry about it, Jonah, because
you got to be bad, you got to be bold, you got to be wiser, huh?
What else you got to be?
You got to be tough, you got to be, what?
What else you got to be?
You got to be tough, you got to be strong, you got to be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stick together. All I know is love will save the day. Whoa.
You know, I like that choice of a karaoke song because it's an up-tempo. Everyone that does ballads is ruining it for the rest of us. Why so
Hold
many
up.
Karaoke ballads?
Hold up. My darling, talented, beautiful wife does I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That by Meatloaf, and it is a fucking jam. That's a ballad. You smite my wife?
I mean, maybe there is a Meatloaf exception to the rule. Because there is, it is
my favorite
a power
part of that
ballad.
Is when it says 24 bars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She really doesn't know what to do with herself.
Yep, she does a funny dance.
She does.
I don't know why they leave in all of the solos.
Because you want to hear it as the artist intended.
But not when you're just standing
on
stage.
Which is why drunks sing it.
Man, yeah. they should just trim them down just a little bit.
Remember Freebird, that?
Freebird is the worst. That has just a ton of guitar. So don't.
I do scenes from an Italian restaurant, which has a hell of a break. Yeah, thank
could
you.
Could you give
thank
us a couple
you.
A couple bars of that?
That's about it. Pretty excited. Billy Joel's going to be at Fenway Park June 26th.
He is?
You're not going to go see him? He's doing like four nights in Hollywood.
I know, but at Fenway Park. Thank you.
The old field.
The old, I'm going to go 2,000 miles to see someone I could see in 10 minutes routine.
At the Hollywood Bowl, where Beaches was filmed.
Yes. It all comes back to C.C. Bloom.
So how was the I auditioned for Buffy a bunch, and I never, I mean, for Angel a bunch, and maybe
what
Buffy
roles,
once or twice.
Chris?
Just like random. Well, in Angel, there was this kind of like demon guy who ran this club.
The karaoke guy.
Ralph Garman.
That's the first time I auditioned. Was it that part?
I auditioned for that part too, and I never got. I didn't get it. I whenever I would audition, well, I don't know because I didn't get to decide that.
What assholes you are! Why didn't you get the thing?
Why didn't you get that thing? Well, everything's going fine now, but you didn't get that one. I would always have these great, like, Joss was really fun in the audition room because he would sort of fuck around and play, and, you know, he was really fun, but I never auditioned well, so I never got any of that. I never got any of
it. Were these first auditions that you were in? Like, he was just in the room, or did you get kind of far in some of these?
He was just in the room.
Oh, wow.
He was a pretty involved guy.
Oh, well, you got like, the special audition because he was never in my room.
Oh,
okay.
Well, that's because I had 50 single women!
We'll all have HPV!
So, I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But I didn't get it. I didn't get it. Didn't mean I got the job.
I got it, so.
You got
I got it.
You win.
Maybe Joss, like, humors the people he knows aren't going to get it. He's like, I'm going to show up at this audition because I'm not hiring this guy.
This fucking MTV guy I heard is going to audition. I've got to see this bullshit. This is not going to be good.
Did you have the hair drapes when you went in?
Maybe yeah, of course I had the hair drapes.
All right. That's probably why you didn't get it.
That's probably why. I don't know.
You can't
had the
see
hair
the demon horns if you have your hair drapes.
I know, but they can grow through the hair drapes, Matt. So was the... I feel like that it felt like a fun set. Was it fun for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Well, of course, there was a lot of anxiety for me because I just was afraid I would get killed off at any moment. So I was like, dance, monkey, dance. Make them laugh. Make them laugh. Make them laugh. Constantly trying to amuse people. But
Tom,
I mean,
you're adorable.
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
Okay. What do you think?
But no, I made so many great friends. I'm still friends with now, and it was so cool to see people go on from like my friend Danny Strong, who was in my little group with me. You know, winning awards and writing scripts, and Oprah's in it. What's happening? What have I done? I put on wigs on my dog while he's writing award-winning movies.
Danny Strong wrote the Butler, in case anyone cares.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Yeah. Lee Daniels the Butler?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Never mind. I thought I was thinking of some other
He
Butler.
Also wrote the HBO Recount. Mm-hmm. He's very political.
Yeah. Clap for Danny. He's not here, but he's an adorable man.
Is Doctor Who in it? Then I won't clap.
That's what I would say. And he's not called Doctor Who, Jonah.
What's he called?
He's the Doctor.
Who?
Yes.
Space and time. Hey.
You're just as though James Hetfield wrote the lyrics.
Yeah. Space and time.
Yeah.
I think it's
woman. Yeah.
My space style equals my time style. Lifestyle, death style, forget it.
So wait, all the doctors on at the same time for a special or something? Or there's a new one, but he's older than the other one? How does that work?
You see, Tom, James Bond is a Time Lord.
Oh, we're back there.
Okay.
Yeah. They did a special recently, and a bunch of them were on at the same time. The new doctor, Peter Capaldi, is 55 years old, and the previous doctor was like... Previous doctor, Matt Smith, is, I don't know, Matt's like 29 or 30. He was like 26 when he got the part. Oh. So,
you know what I was talking to someone about the other day is that George Harrison was 26 when the Beatles broke up.
Oh, God damn it!
What have you done?
Oh, man.
Well, I always do that math because I realized that Aykroyd was like 33 when they did Ghostbusters. Like those guys were...
Oh, I'm not there yet, so that's fine. I might have a Ghostbusters in me. I probably
don't.
Not
in the next 3 years. Oh, no.
Good. It's because you were just on Saturday Night Live for 4 years. So yeah.
Had a good time over there, guys.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was Horatio Sands.
It's a... Horatio Sands talent. Come on, guys.
Take it.
I'm going to take it. Yeah. I'm going to take it. Thank you.
You cannot issue points.
You're just a man.
How could you possibly?
I do like to... Please hire me. I do that math in my head when it benefits me, when I'm like, well... Peter Capaldi's 55, and he's, Rodney Dangerfield didn't, you know, until he was Jackie Roy, and then he became Rodney Dangerfield in his 50s, and then, you know, he had a great 30 years, you know, as that guy. But it does but when you start doing the other math like that, where you're like, George Harrison was 26, and the Beatles broke up, then you get really like, oh man, that was a lot.
That's me like, Friends. It was the Friends. Did it when they're 29. Okay. I'm like, Jane Lynch, I'm Jane Lynching my way to the top. Seriously, I'm just like, she...
We better get you back in a closet then.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. No, she's out.
No, she's out.
Yeah, but it took her a while, is what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm going by the timeline thing, guys.
I know, but she was from a different time. She was from a different... Like, when she started...
She was in a great episode of Frasier. It's the Thanksgiving episode. Where Lilith and Frasier have to interview to get Frederick into a private school.
Uh-oh!
Can I ask you... I would like to ask you... Oh, God damn it. We have to let this Frasier wave pass over us.
Frasier wave.
I never got that show. Okay.
Because you don't have dreams of just being a millionaire.
Were they all British? Or like
on Frasier?
Was Kelsey... Was he British? Like, why do they talk so funny? What is that accent? Where is that from? That's not what
it's
Seattle...
It's from the theater.
Oh. They were just affected because their father was not like that.
They all talked like the Margaret Dumont of their time.
Yeah, that's right.
Guys, well, Margaret Dumont was the straight woman in all the Marx Brothers movies.
Oh, boy.
Forget it.
But I am sort of curious that I would like to... this is a serious question. So for someone like for Jane Lynch and her generation, it was probably... she probably felt it was difficult to come out early when she was younger, I assume.
I don't know. I need to pick up her book. She's got a book out. We could read all about this.
We could.
I think she was pretty out, though, when she started working a lot in Hollywood. I just don't think it was like... I don't think she'd done a out-in-the-press thing.
Well,
but
now when I see, like, when someone's when like, oh, someone just came out now, I always feel like, well, I wonder why they didn't feel comfortable. Because I feel like we're accepting now. Like, why wouldn't...
You are, Chris. Have you been to the middle of the country?
Yeah, I'm from there. But I don't even for the Midwest, though, I don't feel... I mean, there's still enlightened people there. And I feel like it still seems like... You wouldn't go, wait, what? And be like, oh, yeah, like it's, you know, it seems fine.
I wouldn't, but I also didn't react to that Coke commercial like the middle of the fucking country. I was like, this is a great commercial. What the fuck is everyone saying?
Well, I'm glad to hear what you think, but let's find out what Tom thinks.
I did enjoy that commercial. I think it does still happen that, you know, once... When I think the people in charge, producers, casting people, when they think of you as a certain way, then that's sort of their isolated thought of you. And then it's hard to break out of that. And I think that's why people for a long time, you know, didn't come out till they had achieved a certain amount of success. And I think it's getting better and easier. But I think that fear still exists in people. But it's sort of coming from... Trickling down from the top, I think.
And I guess
serious.
But it's good. I think that's fine.
But the disgusting part about that is that, you know, straight guys play gay guys or you know, transsexuals all the time. It goes the other way. Like, no one goes, it's like, I just can't see him playing a gay guy because he's straight. No one's ever said that.
Yeah. Well, I think Billy Eichner had a great reaction to all of the Golden Globe stuff, and he's like, yay, more straight men winning awards for playing gay people and not acknowledging the, like, it was really dead on. Like, it is a little shocking that once it gets to a certain level, then those guys, you know, it is a straight man's game. And then we clap for them. It's like, oh, so brave. I mean, so like, very brave.
They should have given a fucking Lifetime Achievement Award to, like, Rock Hudson. Like, he totally played straight his entire life. And it wasn't until the end. We're like, what? Really? Like, you know, like, he wasn't just playing roles. Like, he was playing that in the rest of his life at the same time.
Yeah. This just became a queer studies course at Berkeley. And I'm loving it.
Well,
please welcome our guest lecturer, David Hyde Pierce.
Matt, please stop sending us letters.
I said no.
but I also feel like I think it's a good thing to talk about. Particularly, one of the fun things about performing in San Francisco is it's a very socially conscious city, and so I feel like, you know, we should devote a percentage of the time that we're on stage talking about social issues.
Well, let's talk about why the fuck the Circuit City on Van Ness still has a sign.
Yeah, same thing. Same. Those two things are right together.
If you're so socially conscious, take that fucking sign down. It says audio, video, 24-hour fitness.
Is it
guys,
a functioning?
That's a local joke.
Is it a functioning Circuit City?
No, but the sign's still there.
Oh.
You go inside, it's a gym. I'm expecting to get a nice receiver.
It's Circuit City. Pump it and pump it. Work the circuit. That's all I got. I'm
work
sorry.
The circuit. That's if like how you finger a robot. You work the circuit.
Work the circuit. Work the circuit. Work the circuit. Body roll.
You just flick it. You just keep flicking it to 10101010101010.
He deserved more for that.
That's okay. Yeah. I don't mind. I don't mind at all. So what? Thank you. Sir, please. Please. I'm going to take your points away if you don't control yourself. I can give them and I can take them back. You know, actually someone said, like, when people get wrong answers on the show or they don't get a laugh, why don't you take points away? And honestly, the points, it was just sort of a silly convention to kind of drive the show forward and, you know, like help us figure out some type of ranking system. But people actually kind of take it seriously. And I feel like if we took points away, the audience would be like, oh no, you fucking did it.
Chris, I can't take anymore. I have an announcement. I receive all of the answers to all of the questions on At Midnight.
Quiz show!
That was a quiz show reference that you guys just fucking did not.
Well, I mean, we've now ventured into the mid-90s with their references they don't get. I took them in the 30s and then he took them with Rock Hudson. Do you guys know who Rock Hudson is?
Of course I do.
Quiz show is a good movie. Yeah, it was. Yeah,
let's watch it later.
That's my friend.
That is correct. So we did Rock of Ages in 2006, and then I will keep this fucking
back
show on track, man. That
back
is
on track.
I was laughing at them laughing. I'm
I have
sorry.
A host gene. I cannot help it. I will keep the show on track.
They are nice jeans, Chris.
Thank you very much.
It's a lighter wash than I would have gone with.
Yeah, they were distressed by the factory. I didn't. It's raw denim. Yeah, it is. It's raw denim. Nice. Well done. What do you do?
He works for Levi's, I see. Yeah.
A raw denim salesman? How the fuck do you know so much about denim, then? BuzzFeed? 27 denim washes that remind me of Frasier.
Oh, look, the only person who commented again was Matt Myra. There's just one comment.
Guys.
They're coming again.
Talk salad and scrambled eggs would be the best after show. And I just am announcing a deal to do it on the Nerdist YouTube channel. Thank you, Chris.
I'm not giving you any more jobs. So, did you Rock of Ages on Broadway for a little while?
Yes.
Because when they went to Broadway... I really wanted... It was off-Broadway, and then I really wanted to go, but I was working at G4 and Nickelodeon, and I I don't have the voice to handle that many shows anyway.
Neither do I, and I went anyway. but yeah, I also decided not to go for the initial thing, but do people know that you were, like, shirtless, wig, like, long hair wig, belting your face off? I mean, it was full rock star. I just want you all to know that.
It was fun. That was like karaoke, though. Didn't you feel like that show was like just a really expensive karaoke show?
It was a little bit. It was like a drunk, more drunk karaoke. That was the funny thing, because in LA it was like, yeah, we're doing a show. It's casual. It's cool. And then New York is like, Broadway!
Yes!
Rock and roll! It was, and the audience was more drunk because they got a liquor license in a theater like this. And so you'd be like, having a serious moment, like, every rose has its... And the people be like, I'll have a Bud Light! Do you have change for 20?
I like how your example of a serious moment is singing a Poison song.
But that was in the show.
It was.
The most serious part of Rock of Ages.
I know. Yep.
Yes. Very poignant, that show. And, like, occasionally... we would have people from the audience would wander onto the stage, and stage, and they would have beers in their hand. One time, I was like, "Here, I got this for you," to the lead actress of the show.
Oh, just during the show,
during her song, yeah. So they had a bouncer stationed in the back that would just drag the people out, and then there was.
Did the people just think they were witnessing real life?
Well, it was a lot of like bridal shower parties and like. Just drunk people, and they would get so drunk before the show that during intermission, there was like one oldie-timey bathroom with no elevator in a theater like this. So they would all go pee on the theater, not in the theater, but on the theater across the street, the Laura Linney play.
Oh.
They would pee on her show.
Oh.
Just in the streets. And at one point, I looked out of my dressing room window, and there was just a line of people just yakking, yakking their brains out. It was like a frat party. It was crazy.
But that was also...
You didn't miss
but the producer's kind of idea was to be like the anti-Broadway show, right? Where it was like... You know, they gave everyone lighters to hold up, and they encouraged participation in singing back, which is not not in the tradition of the theater.
Well, it worked because, like, it was the only Broadway musical you could bring your husband to, apparently. And they would be drunk, and it was just, it was a little overwhelming.
I'm surprised they didn't just put the theater, like right at the mouth of the bridge or the tunnel, because that was all the people that were coming in.
Well, it sounds like the precursor to the show that's going on now in L.A. over the past few years, the Point Break Live.
Oh, yes. Right. Yes. Right.
It's like where it's, you know, it's a live interpretation of the movie Point Break with Keanu Reeves and Patrick Swayze. And, but like, except for the Keanu Reeves.
I just imagined MTV Sway.
Sways. Yes, this is Sway. But that's the thing. It's like, but it's like, you know, it's in a bar. So it's like the way that it's, you know, there's a stage, but the stage kind of bleeds in with the audience. And also, instead of having an actual actor play Keanu Reeves' part, they just pick somebody from the audience.
And
just give them cue cards the entire time. So there's this like girl. And,
what's happening over there?
Oh, this isn't Point Break Live. You don't get to talk.
Yeah.
But yeah, it sounds like that thing where it's like, you know, like that kind of bleeding between the audience and the performers and then like now that.
Well, the show didn't really break the fourth wall except for like once or twice. Like I would sort of go into the audience and kind of fuck around with people. And then one time when you did the shows in Vegas, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Disaster.
Yeah, we did it. Well, Rock of Ages is actually in Vegas now for reals. But
they didn't know what it was.
You did a pretend Vegas run?
And they're where are the boobies? Prim. Where are the fireworks?
We'll tell you, it was amazing because we did it in 2006, and so Broadway wasn't interested in it at that time, so they just said, well, we're going to go try to sell it to Vegas. So we went to Vegas for like 10 days. To do the show there, and they put us in
the Flamingo,
which if you know anything about Vegas, is basically like a retirement home, and so it's right in the middle of the strip. It's a really old, it's an old location, it's an old hotel, but it's not new and snazzy. So it's just like the people that came to this show.
Well, we were in Wayne. What's
no, not Wayne Brady. George Wallace.
No, who was not Robert Goulet, but the other guy with the.
Oh, Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton, were we in his theater?
We were in Wayne Newton's
red carpeted.
Tom, can I just get your description of Wayne Newton one more time?
What is all this? Every rose has its thorn.
Darkest shame.
So we were there, we were in that theater, and it was literally like
There was a row of rascals. Like, literally, like, they would come
oh,
in on
I
rascals.
Oh, I thought you were just like, oh, like, you little rascals.
Little kids. No.
Hey, little kids, they look like trouble.
So
like,
it was like being in a Walmart.
Bandit scooters and oxygen tanks was what
was
happening.
Yeah, it was. So there was a lot of that. And so sometimes Vegas is an awful place to perform anything because people are in... I don't know what else to call it. They're just in Vegas mode. And Vegas mode is like, this was all made for me, and I can do whatever I want. And so people would talk.
We have defeated God. There is this in a desert.
Yeah. So it... yeah, they get really existential. And so they would shout back at us a lot. And in one time, in the middle of a scene, someone was said, I don't know, it was just some kind of dumb thing, like, rah, you know, like whatever that fucking guy would say. And then, that was not an invitation to talk more. And so I broke out of the show, and I was like, and my character's name was Stacey Jacks, and I was like, if you don't fucking shut your mouth, Stacey Jacks is going to come down there and put something in it to shut it for you. And then the guy got a little, like, I don't know. It was not a smart idea. Like he got a little confrontational.
So you poked the hungry tiger.
I did. I poked the hungry tiger. Nothing happened, but it was like, that's when I realized, like, oh, these people are not, they think they're there to have fun, but their idea of fun is exactly what they think it is. It's not like, let's have a shared experience. It's a very selfish audience experience.
So did you put your dick in his mouth then?
Yeah, it still didn't shut him up.
Do you remember when the equity guy came and was like, it's a very dry climate, so you're going to be, need to be aware and concerned about Vegas throat? And we're like, what? I think I've had that before.
And it stays here, right?
Yeah. And they were very serious, like, just all of a sudden, just no voice. Just at any moment, it could happen. Like, they were really trying to breathe fear into us about
your throat.
Throats.
Yeah, well, because you're in the fucking middle of the desert. But they pump those casinos so full of...
Awesome. I love it.
So those shows didn't go as well. Like, in L.A., the show became legendary really fast. It was really fun. And
you have an interesting term for legendary. Like...
Well,
parent company of Nerdist.
That's parent company, yeah. But they, I mean, like, it was, all the shows were full, and we had to move it to a bigger venue, and it was really fun. And then when it went to Vegas, it was not fun. And then I think, like you said, when it went to Broadway, it became much more presentational.
Yeah. All I can remember about the Vegas was that the onion rings at the Flamingo in the, like, backstage area where we would eat with all the, like, work, like, the dealers and whatnot. I was just, like, 24-hour onion rings.
Oh, that's right. I totally remember that.
Like, you could get beer batter onion rings at any time during the day for free.
Was that, like, all they served?
That's all I remember.
Yeah. I mean, if you think a casino, where all the public gathers in a casino is a bummer, like, go to where all the dealers and, like, everyone who's just, like, I came here, like, 23 years ago, and I just never left, you know, like.
It was supposed to be the best summer of my life, and then.
23
along the
onion
69.
Rings.
Yeah. I got my first real six string.
Nope, they're not Bryan Adams fans.
Five and dime, guys.
Just throwing it out there. So then after that, what did you do in between Vegas Rock of Ages and then going to do it on Broadway?
So much, Chris. So very much.
Catch me up, Tom Lane.
I can't remember. I think between it, I did a movie where I played Alyssa Milano's brother. That was fun. She's
the vampire one, which shows her boobs.
No.
That was Embrace of the Vampire.
I don't remember the name, Chris. What a creep. You're this guy? He totally knows it.
I had the good sense to read the box before I took it home to jerk off to it, Jonah. Come on.
So close.
You almost did that.
You had it.
I was accidentally
watching.
You would
have been mad if it happened, but it almost did.
What was the movie you did with Alyssa Milano?
It's called Frasier.
Yay!
It was called My Girlfriend's Boyfriend. I don't know. It was an independent film.
It was an indie movie, yeah.
But it was good.
You know, it's funny. You actually, now I can't believe I'm going to bring up Frasier because it just encourages him. But my mom kind of had that thing like you had with Malcolm Getz. Like, I could play your brother. My mom was convinced that I should tell the producers of Frasier that I could be their younger brother. She was like, you know, you could totally be their brother. And I'm like, Mom,
I love your mother dearly. But I don't see it.
Well, I know you wouldn't. A hardcore Frasier fan wouldn't. Man.
I don't listen.
A Frasiac?
Yeah. A Frasiac. What'd you say?
Frasiac.
A Frasiac.
You know who played Roz's cousin in one episode?
Nope.
Zoe Deschanel.
I bet she doesn't even remember Zoe Deschanel. That. I didn't know.
She probably doesn't remember that either.
Oh, tell your San Diego story.
Oh, God. Okay, so my little sketch group, we had a reunion. We're called Strangely Attractive.
It's a good name. Yeah, I like that.
We're all, you know, it's a little strangely awkward. Okay, we're awkward. And and we got there and we were like raising money for a high school theater department at one of my friends, her old high school. And so we did some sketches. It was funny. It's great. And then I came out as Zoe Deschanel and my lady friend Patty came out as James Lipton from the Actors Studio. And lights up, and it was like terror on their faces. They could not comprehend that I was now playing a girl in a ratty, ratty wig, and she had like the really bad beard that with elastic straps from Hollywood Toy and Costume, like stuck to her face. Like, they could not handle it. It was awkward and painful. I pulled out a sewing machine from my bag, which is my big gag. Like, no one's gonna expect. I've got a sewing machine and I'm gonna do it. And it's hilarious. And my joke has worked before. And it was
listen, this sounds adorable.
It was crickets.
What was the impression?
It's just like, hey everyone, it's me, Zoe. Oh my god, look at this beard. It's so cute. So super tiny. Pills. Oh my god, I take pills sometimes. Oh my god, aqua hydrate. I love water, the touch, the feel, the fabric of our lives. Cotton. And then I would pull out a...
Whoa, Tom, you're back.
I'm here. And then Zoe...
Did you see Zoe Deschanel? She was right there.
She was right here. Let me bring her back out. Oh, my God.
No, she's back. Wait, Tom, where's Tom?
I ate him because he looked like a cupcake. Oh, my God. meep, merp. Meep, merp. Meep.
Four more years.
Four more years.
Zoe,
I'm obsessed.
What is your favorite swear word?
My favorite swear word is fiddlesticks. Oh my god, I said it out loud. Next question, James.
And San Diego, which is essentially like the Midwest, but on the beach. Like, yeah. It's a very Midwest mentality. I mean,
bro,
like,
city.
It is. And I'm not trying to offend the Midwest. I just mean, like, it's comedy wise, it's a little more middle of the road. It's not an edgy town.
There's a lot of military.
Yes.
A lot of military guys.
Yeah. Which is great.
Yeah, yeah.
Marines Memorial Theater.
That's great. Yeah. You didn't let me finish. A lot of military guys. So it's the best city in town.
Yep. That's right.
It's the best city in town. Oh.
It is the best country in the United States.
Yeah.
America.
America.
Rothschild, his grace.
Talk about freedom.
And crown
my good with brotherhood.
Red, white, and blue.
From sea to shining sea.
Rapping.
Did you just say rapping?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that how people rapeteer? Isn't that how rapeteers
do it?
That's
how they rapeteer.
The rapeteer, it's like the worst knockoff of the rocketeer.
Yeah.
You are quite a rapist, Jonah.
I fly around with rhymes. I'm going to stop some crimes. Woo!
Someone brought Corona? Better
get the limes.
Rocketeer.
This was the same
up,
joke, you guys. It was the same joke that.
So adorkable. I don't know.
Who's that girl?
That's Deanna's. Like we were watching Elf on Christmas, and every time Zoe Deschanel was just like, and my brother was just getting like, so pissed off.
Is it just like a language? Because your wife's adorkable as well.
Yeah, sure.
It's like a language they know. She communicates with Zoe Deschanel's image.
Yeah, yeah. It's like yeah.
It's quirky speak. Quirky yeah. speak. Quirky.
Quirky.
And the only non-female who can understand it is Prince.
That I'm episode was so fucking good. I'm just saying that. I'm admitting it. I watched the show and I love it. There.
It's a good show.
It's a great
it's
show.
Good show.
There's such good sexual tension and then they're together and they're not and they aren't. So cute.
It's not a question.
Beer. I'm drinking beer now and I'm back. Tom, the manly Tom you know.
Hey, Tom, where'd you go, man?
I'm here.
Oh, geez, some weirdo was here doing impressions and singing Beaches.
Whoa. Whoa. That's a lot to handle.
Yeah, I know.
So, I'm, yeah.
What are you doing?
Should we do some high fives and, like, race cars?
You read my mind.
Yeah, let's... Can I call you bro?
You can call me bro anytime, bro.
Yeah, my bro.
Yeah, yeah. Which race cars do you bring back to your place?
You just gave me like a window into like what gay people think straight men do. And it's exactly like what
Welcome
men...
Welcome to straight talk.
It's like what men think women do, which is pillow fights.
No, that's what we hope they do.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure they do that, right,
I
ladies?
I don't know if they do.
Everyone has pillow fights. Pillow fights are awesome.
They're so fun. And then your bra comes up.
And then it's giggle, giggle, giggle. Moan. Oh, God. It just got real. It just got real.
Barometric pressure's dropping. Must be moist in here.
Oh, God. Only you
I
can...
don't even like myself.
Only you could make that sound nerdy. The barometric pressure's dropping.
I don't even know if that's what it does when it gets
pressure
moist.
System.
I don't even know.
Coming
I just threw
up from
words
the south.
Oh.
God
high pressure.
Do you hang out with them a lot? Or?
This is it. This is when we hang out. No. Okay. Yeah, we don't hang out. We don't hang out that much. I see Matt every day at work, and Joe and I see a couple times a week doing the old podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jonah got a wife. He doesn't have time for us no more.
No, he's got time if you call him. He'll hang.
What?
Yeah. It's pretty easy. He's a good guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we're hanging out later. So.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, after the show. We're, yeah. He already Aren't asked you? Me if we could.
Is he going to that Beaches screening?
Beaches screening.
I can fly higher than an eagle.
But you are the wind beneath my wings.
Fly.
Fly away. So, okay.
It just became karaoke for you. It just became karaoke.
Don't tease me like that.
I'm not going to lie. I enjoy him. We should have him on all the time.
Oh, Tom's great. Like, I was so thrilled when
well,
I heard that you.
You
were
the perfect cross
that you were
no, it's
be
a good
here.
Fourth guy.
What else are you doing at Sketchfest?
I just did it. I was doing the Gravity Water show with UCB over at the Eureka Theater, and I did a scene with... Have you guys seen that before? It's where the actor learns the lines from a scene, and then the improviser... doesn't know what's going to happen. I had to stay on script opposite Rachel Dratch tonight.
Oh.
Which was a dream come true. I did not tell her that I accosted her drunkenly on Halloween in New York during Rock of Ages.
Gave her a headshot.
I was eating a burrito.
I could be your brother, Rachel.
And I did not tell her brother, but I did accost her and say, I love you so much. I was crazy. I also sounded like Zoe Deschanel, apparently. So I didn't tell her that tonight, and I didn't tell her that I also own her book and loved it.
It's
so
a good book. I like it as well, yeah.
I played it cool, and I almost laughed during... I had to give her a Snickers bar and then tell her to eat it, and then I wanted to watch her eat it.
What fucking movie is this?
In a very sexual way.
Was old Hardwick the candle maker there?
Mm-hmm. He has a very long, candle. It's waxy but very firm.
Oh, sounds like you're talking about a dick.
It's double-sided. It's a two-way candle.
Two-way candle?
Sounds like talking about a double dick dong. Two girls at once.
Requiem you, for you a dream. Let me ask you this. You strapped that candle on?
So what was the movie?
It was a scene.
I sure did.
It was a scene from a play called Fat Kids on Fire, I think. It's about
the like Matt Myra story?
Fat and Kip.
You're not on
he
fire.
He does it so we
it's
don't have
okay,
to.
Okay, because I did it first. I took the power away from you assholes.
The high school defense. Take the power away.
Story of my career, buddy. It's all a high school defense. I'm really fat.
Take the word back. Reclaim it. Reclaim your vagina.
You're not fat anymore.
Still pretty fat.
You're not.
You look good.
I'm pretty fat, guys.
How's the fishing going? Are you getting anything? You getting
Yeah, I got I would say probably C cups.
Are you a single gentleman? You're
sure am.
Yeah.
Ladies? Nope,
yeah.
Didn't think so.
Okay. Saying, putting it out there for you.
When some
ladies,
you lose
ladies
all.
Ladies out there you can go home with, because right here we have 50 single ladies!
Yeah!
Oh, I want to play that game.
Did I?
All right.
Did I blow it by not having sex with anyone who was not singled out?
Oh, you didn't have sex with anyone?
Fucking contestant. What the fuck is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
The DJ, the Cupid. It was so open for you.
Oh, you spent all your time with that chick from the Real World. That was your problem.
Yes. She was from Road Rules.
Whatever.
No,
same
she was
show.
Real World. London.
Real World? What's the difference?
He keeps it in the Bunim Murray family.
I'll tell you the difference.
Okay.
You guys, are you watching Explosion? Okay.
Why are you touching me?
I did not have sex with anyone on Singled Out. Because
were you single?
It seemed too easy. You like a challenge.
You know,
Chris, you were single and out then.
Yeah. Let me give you my golden ticket.
I will tell you.
Shh, guys, he's gonna tell
30s.
Us.
30s. Who's in their 30s?
30s. 30s.
Two reasons.
30s.
30s.
30s. 30s. 30s. 30s. 30s. 30s. 30s. Chris, why aren't you doing the 30s dance with us?
I'm not allowed to do the 30s dance anymore,
30s,
Matt.
30s.
Come on.
30s. 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 30s.
40s.
30s.
40s.
30s.
40s. 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 40s party. Over here, alone again.
Look at that old dude dancing, man. That's gross.
Also, let's.
I used to like very like a couple years ago. I see him at the 30s dances. And now I don't see him anymore.
God,
let's also I think he's dead now. I think it's his spirit that we're talking to.
I don't know. Whatever. 30s.
We should point out the fact that our go-to dance was like we were the background of Street Fighter 2 levels.
Buffett Nugent.
That sucks. It sucks. The only thing I have to make myself feel better is a much younger girlfriend and all the money in the world.
I would say it's not all about material things, but it is. And a Jaguar. And he took me to his house, guys. He doesn't even live in it, and it's got 4 floors.
All right. It's nice. I'm not going to lie. It's nice.
I thought he was going to fuck me. He didn't.
Not that you remember.
Oh! Wait, that wasn't Mucinex. It was like a Saturday night at 10:30, and we're standing in his kitchen both taking Mucinex.
Yeah, because we were both
and
sick.
We're just like, wow, we are the coolest people on earth.
This should tell you about how the type of person that I am. I don't have one piece of furniture in my house, but there's fucking Mucinex in the kitchen drawer.
Oh, and plenty of it.
Yeah.
And listen, I had it out of a TARDIS mug.
It was in a TARDIS mug.
You guys really know how to party.
We sure do,
and
Jonah.
Then you had the boy-on-boy pillow fight.
Yeah.
Oh.
Matt's bra came off.
It did. Yeah.
You guys were hitting each other, and they started wrestling, and then you got one.
Real serious.
Chris pinned Matt, and then he's like, "What are we doing? What are we doing?
What are we doing? What are we doing?
I don't know, but I like
it. What's happening? We're gonna do it. It's gonna happen. We're gonna do it. We did it.
What do I do?
It's weird. Why'd we do this?
I don't know. Guys, we just live read fan fiction.
So please feel free to animate that.
Dear Mom, check out the latest thing I did.
Matt, I can't believe how deep inside you I am right now.
Well, you know,
my name is Dane Cook. I wasn't taking a shot at him. I was just didn't want to.
No,
be
you actually
me in
like just
scenario.
Said Dane Cook has a huge cock. That's pretty fucking weird.
Maybe I just have a tiny butthole.
Matthew's a tiny
shallow butthole.
He does work out at the gayest
shallow
gym ever.
Butthole.
He works
it's
out
tiny
at
that way.
Oh, really?
I see him there all the time because I go to the gym a lot.
And you're in good shape, Tamlin. Yeah. Look at that.
Squeeze it, flex it.
Flex it.
Squeeze
it, poke
flex it. You're supposed to be flexing. He's supposed to be squeezing.
I like it all, so just whatever you want to call it. Squeeze it, flex it, smack it, flip it, rub it down. I don't care, okay?
Can you flip it upside down and reverse it?
Fan as well.
Yes, you know, I was, as I told you, okay, I was really into hip-hop in the early 90s, apparently.
Did you go through it? I went through the hip-hop phase where I was told this was not hip-hop. I was corrected on...
Everything you're doing right now is proving it wasn't.
I know.
Wait, Bell Biv DeVoe is not hip hop?
No. I was told it was more R&B than hip hop.
Well, Bell
Jodeci?
BBD.
Yeah.
PM Dawn.
What planet were you on where you thought that was hip hop?
UCLA.
Oh, the whitest planet.
It was a pretty white planet. You went to UCLA too.
Yeah.
Right? But we weren't
Dexter
there.
Dexter Hall.
You stayed in Dexter Hall?
Yeah, did you?
I did not. I never got housing. I'm staying in Chloe Dykstra Hall now to make up for it.
Oh, to call it a hall, Chris, is quite insulting.
Never got... What was that? What was that? Was that the pickle down the hallway joke? Well done.
Did you host like Spring Sing or something there one time?
We did, yeah. Mike Furman and I. That was the first time we really performed.
When I was there.
You were there, yeah. We in like 95, I think we won it, and then the next year they had us come back and host the year after.
Yes.
Wow,
96.
You came back and hosted in the third season of Frasier.
God damn it. That was the reason why we were like, someone has to celebrate the third season of this show.
Oh my God, I would have done it.
So that some little boy from Massachusetts someday won't shut the fuck up about it. We're going to have to do something Frasier-y on this show at some point.
No shit. I've been asking for Kelsey Grammer. No one's gotten me Kelsey Grammer.
You could get Roz. I bet you could get
Perry
Roz.
Gilpin.
I saw her at an audition. She's ready and willing to do
Perry
this
Perry Gilpin
show.
Is on the tweets. She is, I think, at Perry_Gilpin. Give her a follow.
Now, Matt, I don't want to cause you to...
Oh, boy.
Fill your pants with what our friend Mike Henry would have referred to as your custard launcher.
Uh-huh.
But...
so far, I'm listening.
You never heard that before?
Please popularize it for us.
Oh, my God. Custard. My new album is dropping. Custard Launcher. Yeah.
No, yours should be called Hyperlink. Huh? There. It's a thinker.
I was going to call it Linking It Off.
Oh, nice. Linkin
Park. The Tom Link Wank Bank.
Guys, my Custard Launcher's ready. What were you going to say?
We could try to get the Frasier cast for At Midnight, the three contestants. Oh, they'll never do it, but we could ask.
Well, it's just like we could ask anybody. We could ask Dave Matthews.
Tom, you should do the show. You'd be great.
What,
you're
funny what show?
As shit.
What?
The Comedy Central show, At Midnight. You should totally do it.
Yeah, say yes to life.
You should definitely do it.
Are you being like my mom right now? You should do commercials, honey.
You should do it, sweetie.
You should have your own show.
Someone should give you $1 billion. You're the best.
What would you do with $1 billion? Serious question. Because you know what I would do? Well, yeah, I'd buy guitars,
all of them.
Dummies. Of course I'd buy guitars. But I would also remake Back to the Future with me.
As which character?
What, all
as
of
the
them.
DeLorean?
No, no, all of them.
Jesus Christ.
Don't fall for it.
Oh my God. No, Matt, no, Matt, no. He's gone crazy. Please, no flash photography.
It'll just make him angrier. Sorry about
you
that.
See how he treats me.
Do not poke the tiger. Okay?
Sorry. I mean, wow. Yeah, I guess I'd be the DeLorean, too.
I can text
but I was just going to be all the McFlys.
You know what we should do?
When you can be his mom, which is Caroline in the City, bringing it back to
Bring it back to Caroline in the City, Malcolm Getz. Whatever Malcolm wants. You know, we could do like a Buffy themed episode and get like you and Adam Bush and Amber Benson, who's fucking hilarious. Like, we could just get all of you.
I'll do it.
I would love that. That would be so great. All right,
we're all naked.
It's your show. You can do it.
I can do whatever I want. Yeah, that's great. So we'll do that. We'll have you on.
Well, if I had $1 billion, I would make another Doctor Who, and Chris Hardwick would star as the Doctor.
Oh, no, no, there can never be an American Doctor. I'm sorry, Tom Link. I must pass.
But you have that incredible, authentic British accent that you do.
Oh, you mean this one? Well, I suppose. I mean, if you really insist, maybe I could be the
Half
doctor.
A sentence into it, you muddled two accents.
What are you talking about?
You went northern, then you went to fucking...
Listen to this cunt over here, am I right? Am I right with this one? This fucking cunt over here, he's talking all the time like jibbity-jobbity.
Man, don't talk to Manchester Grabby that way.
Westminster Grabby. Hello, hello.
What were you?
Oh, me?
Yeah, yours. You had a character name in
you,
England,
Westminster
too.
Westminster Grabby and... No.
Briscatter.
That wasn't it.
You went kind of Dick Van Dyke and Mary
Poppins, so I don't know. What?
No, it wasn't a custard cannon. Now I'm gonna. I'm fucking.
It was
really
custard
annoyed.
Launcher. We just said it 4 minutes ago. Seriously.
Hang on. I remembered. It was Westminster Grabby and Union Jack.
Oh yeah, no, it was the Union Mac.
The Union Mac. Yeah. Anyway.
Oi, all these birds. Give me some of that top. Bottom time.
Westminster Grabby, if you don't know, on the Nerdist television show, was a character where I just played a guy with a bowler hat and an umbrella, who would go to Westminster Abbey and grab women. And he would just go up behind him and go, "Hello, hello." That was it.
So,
and then it made it on television.
You know what it was? It wasn't even that character. It was Matt describing the character is what made it on TV.
Yeah. We tried.
The Brits do love custard, so.
They do.
They have custard in a lot of things.
You mean there's a way you could launch all that custard?
Custard launcher!
What are you talking about?
Custard launcher. Launch it off!
That was
custard
the best
launcher,
Ellen DeGeneres impression all night.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I got so late. I got so tired. I'm so full of custard. I just want to launch it into this whole audience.
You're in luck. You're in San Francisco, my friend. I was already propositioned by a prostitute being here.
That's awesome.
I was already offered a blowjob, and then I just said, "Here's $20. Goodbye."
I'll give you $20 to not blow me.
She was like, she told me that business was slow, and she had spent 3 nights in the rain.
Oh!
And she was like, "Can I do anything for you?"
Well, look,
and
I
said, "I'm sorry, there's nothing you have that can fill the hole inside me."
But if she was doing well, she's like, "Prostitution is my business, and business is burning."
No, but I was like, "How much is it for you to get a room for the?" She's like, "I can get a shelter for I gave her $21, enough for the bus and the shelter."
This is a very nice story you're making up to trying to get laid with someone in this audience right here.
No, it's true.
And then
I was just wearing my wig that night. I didn't want him to know who I was because I knew I was doing your show.
It was tonight, Tom.
Okay, when I put the wig on, I get really stoned, and so I don't know what day it is, and that's why I need to give $20 blowsies, okay?
Did you say blowsies?
Blowsies. Handsies and blowsies? The sensible handsies and blowsies?
Wait,
you don't know about that?
Whoa. I've
okay,
never heard
blowsies. We got custard launcher.
Pick a custard launcher, blowsies, handsies. Guys, we are now a better society.
Yeah. If you want to keep it sensible tonight, just give a handsies or blowsies. You don't have to go all the way.
Totes handsies, totes blowsies.
It's so cute.
No.
Blowsies. Meep, merp, meep, meep.
That was the best part of the
meep,
impression.
Meep, meep.
She turned into a robot.
Meep. Or like a Muppet. Meep, merp, meep. And then she cries.
Was that a Zooey Deschanel Muppet?
She sort of is a Muppet.
She kind of is a little bit of a Muppet, yeah. She's Muppety. She's a little Muppety. What are you going to do?
You see my Muppet arms?
Yes.
Oh, boy, here he goes.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Grab that video, grab that video.
Tom Link's Muppet arms.
That's like, he's doing...
That was...
Sorry.
Tom, you're sitting on the microphone.
Special skills.
I am going to post that to Winstagram, Tom. That was amazing.
Tom, I need you to know that's the loudest applause we've ever gotten.
Like I said, dance monkey dance. I want people to like me. I don't want to be killed off tonight. So I'm willing to go there.
We're not killing off anyone in the show tonight. Everyone survives tonight.
Are you?
Well, heart disease might get me. I did it before they could.
No one was going to accuse you of getting heart disease, Matt.
I feel like you were, Jonah.
Matt, you'll live until you're at least my age.
12 more years.
It stings, but it's true. It stings, but it's true. So what are you going to do? Are you going home tomorrow, or are you going to stick around?
I'm still breathing from that Muppet jog. No, I'm going to...
It's a good workout. Someone should do a fucking Muppet, like, workout video. Just
Muppersize.
Yeah.
It's time to play the music.
It's time to light the lights.
It's time to get things started on the Muppet Show tonight. Boom, 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 boom.
It's time to put on makeup. It's time to dress up right. It's time to meet the Muppets on the Muppet Show tonight.
To introduce this lady is what I'm here to do. And something.
Why do we always come here? I guess we'll never know.
There we go.
It's like a kind of torture to have to watch a show.
That's a great Seth
really
Rogen. That's
good.
A spot on Seth Rogen.
That is really...
I mean, what are we doing here, man?
I can't stop.
You're freaking me out, man.
Wait,
it's time to get things started on the most sensational Muppetational
Muppet.
This is what we call the Muppet Show.
And then me and Matt just start singing the Muppet Babies theme song.
Muppet
the show.
Babies are bringing around that now.
Frasier Babies.
Oh, that would be amazing. Frasier Babies. Like Mini Roz and the mini British one, whatever her name was.
Extra tiny dog.
Oh, a big rickety chair for the old guy.
Are you making a note of Frasier Babies?
I was going to pull up the Frasier theme song, which I have on my phone, but I won't.
Well, I don't know what to do with those toss salad.
I have a 4.5 minute version of it. With an acapella.
Why
group.
So short?
Extended remix? What?
Yeah.
Don't have the full one, huh? Thought you were a fan.
Wait, where'd you get yours? Where'd you get yours? Where'd you get yours? FrasierCon 87?
Yeah, FrasierCon. FrasierCon.
I went to the first Muppet Con, by the way.
What?
The very first one in LA back in the day.
Are they? They don't think they still do Muppet.
I don't think so. But there was a guy like dressed as a giant Kermit. No, I mean, not getting paid by the organization, just there taking pictures with people and getting attention.
I'm really confused by everything you're saying right now.
Yeah, and they had like...
So there was a gentleman.
Gentleman.
Dressed as Kermit.
Giant
And just
Kermit.
Because of his size of being a human, he was a giant Kermit.
Yes.
Okay, he wasn't like a like he wasn't in a giant costume. He was in a normal sized costume, and in comparison to Kermit, he was giant.
Yeah, it was okay. A huge giant because Kermit is like this. I don't know if you know your Muppet facts, because you're watching that. Frasier all the fucking time.
Why is there so many talks about Frasier? And what's on the David Hyde Pierce?
I didn't know there was a MuppetCon. I wish I had known. I would have gone to that.
There was just one, so.
Welcome to the first and final MuppetCon. Muppets before your eyes.
Let's go. Let's start one. Can we start a MuppetCon? Would you guys go? No.
We have to. That is up to Mickey Mouse, my friend. That is not up to any of us.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Mouse has got him.
Guys, let's have a Kermit Iron Man X-Men Star Wars Indiana Jones Mickey Con.
Oh, don't forget to like add in a Chinese factory making toys.
Oh, so many toys.
When your claws come out, do they hurt
every time?
My favorite moment from any Muppet movie is when they all stop talking at once and Janet is left talking. She's like, I'll share with anyone who has a jacuzzi. Or, I won't take off my clothes for anyone, even if it is artistic.
I'd like to know why all the Muppets in the band are left-handed. They're all left-handed. Like, they're all playing left-handed guitars.
You're blowing my mind!
Yeah. Think about that. Or not. Why don't you just get on with your lives and not think
about
it?
Look, we have
47 minutes left.
No, we don't. We have 17 minutes left before we have to be done.
Before Marines will ruin everybody here.
Yeah. So I want to take three quemens.
Chris,
three
quemens. Take the
audience mic. It's cordless. You can have a good time out there.
That's a really good idea, you guys.
Thanks. That's what we're here to do, is make your ideas good.
I see.
That was not at all meant like you fucking took it.
It was not at all meant the way that you always mean it.
You too.
I did it. I'm sorry.
You, sir, please step forward. Or I can come down to
I
you.
Can just yell.
Spider-Man! I'm Andrew Garfield, twitchy Spider-Man. Oh, I'm adorable. Hey, I'm Spider-Man. Yes, what is your name, sir?
My name's Rob.
Why does your voice get deeper?
Because I've always had daddy issues.
Oh, well, I'll date you then. Thank you.
You're at the right podcast.
Okay, so what is your equipment?
My question is for Matt. I'm wondering how you feel about Dave Matthews Band going back to the two-set format. Follow-up question, do you want to see him in Berkeley with me?
Well, I'll answer the follow-up first, sure.
Hey, Matt, won't you crash into Rob?
Yeah.
I still consider 96 and later the late period. Yeah, I'm excited. They're going to do Dave and Tim acoustic set, everybody who doesn't care. And then the whole band's going to come out and play shit with a trumpet for
they
some
sure
reason.
They sure will play shit, won't they?
Well, do you feel like your question has been satisfied?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Thank you, Rob. A huge hand for Rob. We have two more. Hey, how's it going? It's so nice to see you again. You've been to every podcast we've done in San Francisco.
Yep.
It's good to see you again, and I'm glad that you're representing with your Attack of the Show t-shirt. May it rest in peace. I'm trying to reassemble it. I'm trying so hard. Okay, what is your question?
Actually, it's about the show overall. This was a semi-hostful, right? Because you didn't really talk about him and...
Yeah, it was a semi-hostful.
Yeah, we went off on weird tangents. Are you okay with it?
Oh, no, it was fun.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, good. I sort of believe you.
But where does it exist?
Is he giving us hostful artwork?
What's this? Did you make this? Oh, my God, that's amazing. Is that me and Megatron's hand?
Galvatron.
That's Galvatron's hand. That's after he becomes Galvatron.
Yeah, don't be so stupid, Chris. It's Galvatron. Yeah.
Well, he's purple.
Can we put that on the screen for everyone to see? Oh, no, it's just you
there's
and your
no screen.
Eyes?
Oh. Yeah, that's right. Megatron faces off with Unicron and becomes Galvatron. This is fucking awesome. Thank you so much. I'll put this. I will frame this, and I'll put this.
And they all
in
compete to make dried up PussyCon. I meant Tron. It didn't work. Forget it.
I'm sorry. Did you have another question or equipment?
No, that was it.
Thank you so much. Can I give you? So good to see you always. And you as well.
Good to see you guys again. How are you?
We have time for like one. I know I got to do this side of the room or people are going to be really upset that I didn't give some attention to this side of the. Hey, how's it going? Are you going to Gallifrey 1? I am going, as a matter of fact. I'm going on the Saturday. Please, let's try to awkwardly do this. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Dan.
Hi, Dan.
You guys are all big inspirations of mine. Basically, my equipment is to say thank you for everything. You're the reason I podcast, the reason I am. Matt, you're the reason I'm on like five different podcasts. I just want to thank you guys. And Matt, I heard you guys at San Diego Comic-Con. And when's your album coming out? When are you going
to
do it?
I was supposed to do that in February, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I got real fucking busy.
Yeah, like, no, I know. With you guys are doing a great job with At Midnight. It's great.
Oh, I was referring to my recent breakup, but yeah. No,
I'm
that
trying
too.
Trying not to bring that up.
Yeah, I have a lot of material about girls that have left me. And
that's a
guitars.
Lie. That's a lie.
Don't right. feel bad for him. It just encourages him.
Guys, feel bad for me. It's how I burn calories.
Don't.
Getting pity fucked?
No, because I don't move during that.
Who's that? That guy with the microphone, the crowd's real funny and spot on.
Was there another?
No, I just want to say, Chris, you're one of my biggest inspirations. I saw you at Cobb's when you came down here. I did the open mic in the back of the comics book store up in Sacramento, and I said I went to Sac State, and you wrote, hey, Sac State in my book of the Nerdist Way.
Well, it's nice to see you. Thank you so much for coming again. I
thank
hug
you,
you across
thank you.
These
oh, he got a hug.
Chris,
I'm back catch me.
Chris, back row. Back row. Who are the guys that we
okay,
saw?
Okay, back row. Yeah, maybe back just row. Like one or two more, and then we'll...
Raising the hand. The guy that's...
I'm going to her. I'm going to her. Oh, you're that's standing me. Up, though. I saw the joy in your eyes. All right. Okay, I can't... okay, yes.
Oh, stand up next to Chris real quick.
I'll just hold the mic down. You can do
it. That works. I'm Guy. This is my first podcast. And I just wanted to say, first of all, I missed the Clement song.
It's come on, Tom, you know
we don't
it.
Do anymore, really?
You don't know it. Question.
It's a comment. It's a question. It's a comment. It's a Clement.
It's a Clement.
It's a Clement.
It's a question.
It's a question.
Turns out we don't have it anymore.
And I also wanted to say, At Midnight is so good that all my friends put our iPads and phones away and we just watch it, and that's awesome.
What? Wow. That's actually a huge compliment. You put your devices down to watch At Midnight?
Well, you
oh, that's amazing. Well, Matt writes the whole show. Just ask him.
How do you let people know
I
what
don't.
You're doing?
Hang on. I write 1/7 of the show, and I won't be on it ever.
Matt's going to be on. Matt's going to be on.
The other thing, though, is like you might want to pick up your iPad because I've been pushing Comedy Central to make a second screen experience, which is just Doug Benson.
Doug Benson. Doug Benson should just be his own app.
No, I just want an ISO of him, his camera.
Doug just Benson should
ISO.
Just be an app to accompany people with anything in their lives. I
Doug
think.
Should go everywhere with everyone.
I agree.
Can't you just get that by getting high and watching the show?
You could do that. Or you could just follow Doug around with a camera. He wouldn't fucking know or care. Like, he'd be fine. He'd be totally fine. Well, thanks, Guy. I really appreciate it. It's a pleasure to meet you, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast. And, of course, I would be awful of me not to let you ask your question.
Okay, so my friend and I, we're doing our first improv show tomorrow night in the...
Freeze! Oh, shit. Someone's got to tap her out, and then... Okay, unfreeze.
We were wondering if we could get one inspiration word from all of you guys. So I would like a word, something that you would do on the weekend. Go.
Pillow fight.
Custard launch.
polish my DeLorean.
Beef queef boogie.
Does that work?
It's my favorite Ted Nugent song.
What's the name of your improv group?
Magic Theater with Urge to Rumble.
Urge to Rumble, that's a good name.
Well, people should look you up on the interwebs and have a good time and good luck at your show. Thank you so much,
Chris,
you guys.
Chris.
Nice to meet you. Yes.
Chris, I was wrong about that one earlier. Where's the... Yeah, the present. I saw you outside. He's over there.
Is that that? Is that that? What?
That kinda
ropes?
Kind of ruined the surprise.
Chris, you can't go across ropes. They're there for a reason.
American Hardwick Warrior. He's going down. He's tumbling
I'm
around.
Doing it.
He knows the desire to win is in his heart.
Oh, it is Hardwick.
Parkour.
Hardwick. Oh.
Oh, lost points.
He's gonna beat Laser with his time.
Hello.
Hi.
My favorite gladiator.
We just came from Edmonton, Alberta today.
Holy shit. Were you trying to get out of the ice forest that's Canada right now?
It was minus 25 is the high yesterday.
Wait, what? What? Minus 25 is the highest?
Yeah, that was the high.
Those don't make sense.
it's Celsius, though, because...
Celsius.
Yeah, but Celsius is the same. When it's negative 25, it's negative 25.
My lovely wife...
Hi.
Here, ...knitted you this.
Oh, that's awesome.
She freestyled it on her drive back from Christmas from my brother and sister-in-law, who are also here from Canada.
Hey, we put some Canadians over there.
You guys couldn't sit together? Is that an America thing?
They got to spread out. Spread the politeness around.
This is fucking awesome. This is really fantastic.
It's just a thank you for all the free content. We've been listening since like episode 20. I told Matt I've lost like 40 pounds. We see way more comedy.
This is awesome.
I also grew up with Kids in the Hall. I love your Kevin McDonald. You know,
Canadian. Oh, well, thank you very much. I just do a little bit of the Kevin McDonald impersonation.
Hey. Oh, a little dizzy.
Crush, crush, crush. Thank you so much. What is your name?
Nikki.
Thank you so much, Nikki. This is an amazing... I'm shitting you negative. I was going... I didn't bring a scarf. I was going to go get one tomorrow, and now I don't have to get one. So I really, really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Are you staying for Sketchfest?
Yeah, we're coming to Craig, Sanjay.
Sanjay and Craig, nice.
But we don't have any kids, but we have two dogs. So.
That's fine. You can put wigs on them, like Tom.
Yeah, and we're doing Jonah Radio and One Star. Everything with you guys that we can see, we're going.
Oh my God!
Are you going
thank
to Jonah
so
Radio
much.
Tomorrow at 1 p.m. at Last Weekend Video?
Or you're going
you'll
to Sanjay
be
and
One
Craig
Star
tomorrow
at the Omega Theater at 10:30.
Revenge of the Nerds. Tomorrow night, I've never met any of the Revenge of the Nerds cast except for Anthony Edwards, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited tomorrow
You've
night.
You've met Anthony Edwards?
He was on the podcast.
He's Dr. Green. I wasn't there.
Yeah, no,
he was also on
there.
Frasier. So.
Thank you so much. It's an absolute pleasure. Tell me your name one more time.
Scott and Nikki.
Scott and Nikki. Thank you. Please, a huge hand for Scott and Nikki.
And he's a male knitter. Male knitter.
Are you guys
knitters?
On the tweets?
Yes.
Oh, no. Sorry?
Are you on Twitter?
Oh, it's
yeah,
wife. Never mind.
Noof. N-O-O-P-H.
N-O-O-P-H. And what about you?
At Noof Doors.
Oh, that's adorable. You guys are fucking adorable.
Hey, Chris, there's a question. There's a question on the balcony. Can you...
Is there actually a question on the balcony?
No, I just thought it'd be funny.
Wait, yeah, there is, he says.
Oh, that was...
One...
Yes, go ahead, points guy.
Well,
not really.
We'll see very shortly.
Okay, you can keep your points. You can keep your points. You can keep your points. Yet, I'll give you points even though you haven't made one the entire night. Oh my God. The wordplay. The wordplay. The absolute wordplay.
Chris, you're having a stroke. You keep saying wordplay over again.
Wordplay.
Chris,
Chris,
we're getting the wrap up.
Wordplay. All right, we got to wrap it up. Yeah. Then maybe you should stop sending me around the room, Jonah.
Chris, there's is it at the door? There's a
no, someone has a snap dead. Oh my God!
The
plan
like, worked,
my
Matthew.
Scarf killed him.
Fine. Oh, he jumped.
Yeah, who's 42 now, motherfucker?
Still me.
I would like to have a huge, you guys were so much fun tonight. I cannot thank you enough for coming out and supporting the podcast. If you came out last year, thanks for coming again. And it's so great to see you. Please, a huge hand for Tom Lank, who was fantastic. Where can people find you online, Tom?
Tom Lank on Twitter.
Tom Lank, L-E-N-K. I am Chris Hardwick, Matt Myra, Joan Roway. Enjoy your burrito, everyone.
Thank you so
Good
much.
Night.
You guys were awesome.
Thank you.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? You're everything I wish I could be. Oh, and I can fly higher than a
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.